Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz co-chair the 7th intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi. Germany to increase annual visa quota for skilled Indian professionals from 20,000 to 90,000. Heavy rainfall continues in several parts of Odisha and West Bengal as Cyclone Dana completes that fall process. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi says government achieves zero casualty target. Restoration work underway in affected areas. Filing of nomination papers to end today for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Submission of nominations to also end for bipoll to 47 assembly seats in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. And in cricket, India bowled out for 156 by New Zealand in their first innings on second day of the Pune Test. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz co-chaired the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC, in New Delhi this afternoon. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibilities and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Addressing the event, Prime Minister Modi said there has been encouraging progress in various sectors of strategic relations between the two countries in the last 2 years. He highlighted that increasing cooperation in areas including defence, technology, energy, green and sustainable development have become symbols of mutual trust between India and Germany.
हमने ग्लोबल स्तर पर रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी के निवेश पर उसके लिए प्लेटफॉर्म बनाया और आज ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन रोडमैप भी जारी किया है. हमें खुशी है कि भारत और जर्मनी के बीच शिक्षा, स्किलिंग और मोबिलिटी पर काम चल रहा है. जर्मनी द्वारा जारी की गई स्किल लेबर मोबिलिटी स्ट्रेटेजी का स्वागत है. मेरा विश्वास है कि आज की ये मीटिंग हमारी पार्टनरशिप को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगी.
Mr. Modi stressed that the world is passing through an era of tensions, conflicts and uncertainty, and there are serious concerns regarding the rule of law and freedom of navigation in the Indo-Pacific region. He said in such a time, a strategic partnership between the two nations has emerged as a strong anchor. The two leaders also addressed the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business in the national capital today. Speaking at 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business in New Delhi, the Prime Minister Modi emphasized that talent, technology, innovation and infrastructure are key to India's growth. He noted that India stands on four strong pillars: democracy, demography, demand and data. He highlighted the strengthening of India-Germany relations. He said this year marks the 25th anniversary of the strategic partnership between the two countries and the ties will reach newer heights in the next 25 years.
भारत जर्मनी स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का 25वां वर्ष है. अब आने वाले 25 वर्ष इस पार्टनरशिप को नई बुलंदी देने वाले हैं. हमने आने वाले 25 वर्षों में विकसित भारत का एक रोडमैप बनाया है. मुझे खुशी है कि ऐसे महत्वपूर्ण समय में जर्मन कैबिनेट ने फोकस ऑन इंडिया डॉक्यूमेंट रिलीज किया है. विश्व की दो सशक्त डेमोक्रेसी, विश्व की दो लीडिंग इकोनॉमी साथ मिलकर कैसे फोर्स फॉर ग्लोबल गुड बन सकती है. फोकस ऑन इंडिया डॉक्यूमेंट में उसका ब्लूप्रिंट है.
Prime Minister Modi also announced that Germany will increase its annual visa quota for skilled Indian professionals from 20,000 to 90,000.
खास तौर पर भारत की स्किल्ड मैन पावर पर जर्मनी ने जो भरोसा जताया है वो अद्भुत है. जर्मनी ने स्किल्ड भारतीयों के लिए हर वर्ष मिलने वाले वीजा की संख्या 20,000 से बढ़ाकर 90,000 करने का फैसला किया है. मुझे विश्वास है कि इससे जर्मनी की ग्रोथ को नई गति मिलेगी.
Addressing the gathering, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz emphasized the need for enhanced cooperation between India and Germany.
Today we are meeting in the world's biggest democracy, the fastest growing major economy in the world with the most rapidly expanding renewable energy sector of any major economy. A country at the heart of the world's most dynamic region, the Asia-Pacific. In a nutshell, the Asia-Pacific conference has come to the right place at the right time.
India and Germany agreed to maintain renewed momentum in ties and discussed key global issues of interest. German Chancellor met Prime Minister Modi at his residence in the national capital. They discussed further avenues for cooperation in the fields of economy, investment and manufacturing, technology and innovation, security and defence, as well as mobility of talent. Chancellor Scholz arrived in New Delhi last night on a three-day visit to India. Heavy rainfall continued in several parts of Odisha and West Bengal as the severe cyclonic storm Dana completed its landfall process. The cyclone made a landfall between Bhitarkarnika National Park and Dhamra on Odisha coast last night, uprooting large trees and electric poles and damaging houses as well as paddy crops in the state. There have been no reports of casualties so far. More from our correspondent.
Reports of a large number of trees getting uprooted and some areas getting inundated in cyclone-affected districts of Bhadrak, Kendrapada, Baleswar and Jagatsinghpur have been received. Disaster response forces cautiously removing obstructions along roads due to uprooting of big trees. Electricity in the affected areas is likely to be restored by this afternoon. People who were taking shelters in multipurpose cyclone shelter centers have started returning to their homes. The services of Bhubaneswar's Biju Patnaik International Airport and Bhubaneswar Railway Station, which were suspended as part of precautionary measures, have resumed. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi conducted a review of the damage and relief efforts in Bhubaneswar this morning. He said the government was able to achieve zero casualty target, adding that restoration work to clear roads and restore power lines is underway in the affected areas.
कहीं भी कोई जानमाल की क्षति नहीं हुई और सरकार की जीरो कैजुअल्टी का लक्ष्य भी हमारा संपूर्ण रूप से पूरा हुआ और संपत्ति का भी कोई नुकसान नहीं हुआ लगभग 6 लाख लोगों का सुरक्षित स्थानों को स्थानांतरित किया गया करीब 6000 गर्भवती महिलाओं का स्वास्थ्य केंद्रों में स्थानित किया गया है इसमें से 1600 स्वस्थ शिशुओं का भी जन्म हुआ एयरपोर्ट में फ्लाइट सर्विस बिल्कुल अभी नॉर्मल है और 1 बजे तक सड़कों में जो ब्लॉकेज क्लियर हो जाएगा उसके साथ साथ हमारा जो शाम 6 बजे तक बिजली की सेवाएं फिर से स्वाभाविक हो जाएगी।
In West Bengal, several districts in a southern part of the state are witnessing incessant rainfall since morning today under the impact of Cyclone Dana. Our correspondent has the details.
Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is expected to chair a virtual meeting with the district officials of southern West Bengal today in the afternoon on the effects of Cyclone Dana. Though this storm has not directly impacted on West Bengal, but incessant rainfall has started over the southern districts including Kolkata and also in North Bengal. Reports of water logging have been coming from many areas in Kolkata. Electric poles had fallen at some places in Purva Mednipur and South 24 Parganas districts. Flight services have started at the Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in Kolkata from 8 a.m. in the morning today. And suburban train services have also started in some routes. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, announced that Dana has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is expected to further weaken into a deep depression within the next few hours as it crosses northern Odisha. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said under the influence of the cyclone, different parts of Odisha and adjoining places of West Bengal will experience heavy to extremely heavy rainfall today.
There has been heavy to very heavy rainfall in coastal districts of Odisha and West Bengal. And heavy rainfall activity is continuing now in the coastal and adjoining interior districts of North Odisha and adjoining districts of West Bengal. This heavy rainfall activity will continue today and there could be heavy to very heavy rainfall activity with isolated patches, extremely heavy rainfall activity today. The wind speed will gradually decrease. At present, wind speed is 65 to 75 km per hour, gusting to 85 km per hour. It will become 50 to 60 km per hour by evening of today.
Kerala is also witnessing widespread rain under the influence of Dana. The IMD issued an orange alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kottayam, Idukki, Ernakulam and Thrissur districts. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. The filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has started distribution of voters' slip among electorates from today in view of the first phase of polling in the state. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said the slips will be distributed till 5th of November. Polling for the assembly polls in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November, along with single-phase polling for Maharashtra assembly elections. In Maharashtra, the Nationalist Congress Party NCP, led by Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, has released its second list of seven candidates for the assembly election. The party has fielded Zeeshan Siddiqui, son of late Baba Siddiqui, from Bandra East constituency, whereas former MP Pratap Rao Chikhlikar will be contesting from Loha. Both these leaders joined the NCP this morning. Today is also the last date for filing of nomination for the by-election to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad, a parliamentary seat in Kerala. The voting at these seats will take place on the 13th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the latest medical techniques should be used for the welfare of people living in remote areas. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Raipur, in Chhattisgarh today. She called upon the students to give priority to serve the underprivileged class. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, has said that various measures have been adopted to make courts accessible for persons with disabilities. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, marking the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the Supreme Court of India, the Chief Justice highlighted the initiative wherein, for the first time, the Supreme Court introduced sign language interpreters for lawyers with speech and hearing impairment.
We've been conducting training programs across India as part of our annual calendar to first and foremost equip our staff and to ensure that they do not remain in the back offices, but they are dignified members of the workforce. Our websites had visual captures, so we have changed that by providing for audio captures. We had in my court a young woman lawyer who has both hearing and speech impairment.
The interview will be broadcast tonight.
Akashwani News tonight will bring you an exclusive interview with Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, where he will share his insights on significant issues and his fond memories as a presenter at All India Radio. Don't forget to tune into Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies tonight at 9:30 p.m.
On to sports. In cricket, New Zealand were 85 for 2 against India in their second innings on the second day of the second test match in Pune when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors bowled out India for 156 runs in their first innings to take a lead of 188 runs. On day one yesterday, New Zealand were all out for 259 runs. The visitors are leading the three-match series 1-0 after winning the first test match in Bangalore. In Sultan of Johor Cup hockey, the group stage match between the Indian junior men's team and New Zealand is underway in Malaysia. This is the fifth and the final game in the round-robin league phase for both teams before the ranking rounds begin. The Blue Colts continue to lead the points table with 9 points, while Australia are placed third after New Zealand in second place. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz co-chair the 7th intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi. Germany to increase annual visa quota for skilled Indian professionals from 20,000 to 90,000. Heavy rainfall continues in several parts of Odisha and West Bengal as Cyclone Dana completes landfall process. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi says government achieves zero casualty target. Restoration work underway in affected areas. Filing of nomination papers to end today for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Submission of nominations to also end for by-poll to 47 assembly seats in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. And with that, we end the midday news.